public interest and public policy, how do these things come together and affect government? Now, we start with public interest. Public interest is the concerns of the public as a whole. It's the needs and the wants of what the public really, really is all about. What does the public need to survive? What does the public want to survive? So consequently, public interest is really, really difficult to ascertain, because how do you figure out what the public wants? Some people are pro-gay marriage. Other people are against gay marriage. Some people are for the right to choose. Other people are for the right to life. You have people that back military invasions of foreign countries and people that don't. And so it's absolutely impossible to gauge public interest directly. What public policy does is public policy attempts to gauge public interest. What public policy is, it's the laws and the standards on the topic of public interest. That is the actual laws that come out that dictate, or come as close as it can to, relating the public interest into society through government. So government then creates public policy, the things that order society, things like education and healthcare and military and police force and rules and the rule of law, order, all of those things. That's all public policy. Public policy is endless. It can go on and on and on and on and on. And it's all those things that are created that bring order to society. Now, in a perfect world, public policy would directly reflect the needs and wants of the public, of public interest. But that's impossible. Like I said, we have different needs and wants. So what is the best way to do that? Well, the best way to do it, obviously, is a democracy in which everybody votes. Check that. Everybody who votes is informed, and then everybody votes. So the first thing that would happen is that you would be awake, that you would be enlightened, that you would understand issues, discuss issues, and be actively involved in those issues, and then you would go out and vote. So if everybody voted in a democracy, then you would have a pretty close correlation between public policy and public interest. In the United States, we don't vote. In the United States, we don't even know the issues. We don't learn them. We don't talk about them, not in a rational way. We watch 30-second TV commercials to get our information. Instead of reading and being knowledgeable and then stressing that knowledge with other people by discussing the issues. So our public policy is inept in defining the public interest. You go into a place like Germany, a place like Denmark, or a place like the Netherlands, people do vote. They voted a lot higher rate. They voted an 80 or an 85% clip. We're voting at a 50% clip in this election, 55%. That's awful. That means in the end, our public policy isn't going to be accurately reflecting public interest, a public interest that already is difficult to figure out because it's so diverse. It causes lots of problems in a government that doesn't really reflect the people's needs and wants.